Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. The title of the story is The Mouse and the Weasel. A little hungry mouse found his way one day into a basket of corn. He had to squeeze himself a good deal to get through the narrow opening between the strips of the basket, but the corn was tempting and the mouse was determined to get in. When at last he had succeeded, he gorged himself to bursting. Indeed, he had become about three times as big around the middle as he was when he went in. At last, he felt satisfied and dragged himself to the opening to get out again. But the best he could do was to get his head out. So there he sat, groaning and moaning, both from the discomfort inside him and his anxiety to escape from the basket. Just then, a weasel came by. He understood the situation quickly. "My friend," he said, "I know what you've been doing. You've been stuffing. That's what you get. You will have to stay there till you feel just like you did when you went in. Good night and good enough for you." And that was all the sympathy the poor mouse got. Greediness leads to misfortune.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, this is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Lantern. I am Bita, and in today's episode, we're going to go through a new story, a new day, a new life, a new perspective. Greed is the topic of today's episode. Once I was reading a story of a medical professor, a physician, which I really admire. His name is André Soubiran. André Soubiran is a famous surgeon in France that, has a beautiful book called The Medical Life of Myself. In this book, you can see a new perspective in life. You can see that, okay, body, corpse, and whatever you are, eager to have is only a piece of meat. Maybe this way of thinking seems like so extreme to have it day by day. But when you become a physician, you see the people die and die in front of your eyes and in front of your face. And you will understand that, okay, death is a destination, or maybe destination is not a good word to use here. Death is the opening of a new life, you know? And you can feel it by every inches of your body when you are a physician. Because every day you can, see diseases will defeat people and make them die. You know, and this mindset will help you to have a new perspective on the aspect of greed. We are greedy. We are all greedy, you know, but it depends how you are greedy. You know what? I mean, sometimes you are that much interested in materialistic things that I cannot control the greed in yourself, and you will do some inhuman things. You will not consider humanity in your actions, and you will do whatever you want to achieve, whatever you want to. And you know, this is, I think, the basic level of greed. When it comes to power, when it comes to, some higher level of what you think you need, but you don't actually, and you want to achieve, it is another story. You know what? Because we are human beings, and human beings think that they are so big, they are so powerful, and to increase and develop this power, they need something like, social status, like prosperity, like money, like status, so on. And a problem is that sometimes you need something, you try your best to achieve that. But after achieving something that you thought you needed it, you feel a kind of deep greed in yourself to, achieve more and more. And this is called greed, the poisonous plant in our souls.
The lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
And let's look at this issue in an Islamic point of view. Islam promotes kindness and generosity, and thus it stops people from being selfish and greedy. The greedy doesn't know when to stop. The only thing he or she cares about is acquiring as much fortune as possible. Greed can enslave a man, so it is important to learn how to overcome it. I told you some ways to overcome this greed in our souls, but this is not enough. It was a beautiful word here that I want to mention again, being enslaved. You know, sometimes we are enslaved by everything which surrounds us, like, I don't know, money and other people that I counted recently in this episode. So don't be a slave. You know, we are human beings. Human beings are free. And this freedom, I think, is one of the most important inspiration to avoid this feeling of greediness in ourselves. And let's use a beautiful metaphor for this greed in ourselves. Two hungry wolves sent in the flock of sheep are no more destructive to them than a man's greed for wealth and fame is to his religion. See, this is what greed can do to your life. But first, you have to accept that you have this feeling in yourself. This is a part of your nature. And after this acceptance, you have to understand that greed is not all. There is self-control. You have to learn to control yourself, your desires, and so on. And let's wrap all the things we told up to here with a beautiful poem. The story of a little sparrow and the opening of everybody's life. Who will love a little sparrow who's traveled far and cries for rest? Not I, said the oak tree. I won't share my branches with no sparrow's nest, and my blanket of leaves won't warm her cold breast. Who will love a little sparrow and who will speak a kindly word? Not I, said the swan. The entire idea is utterly absurd. I'd be laughed at and scorned if the other swans heard. And who would take pity in his heart and who would feed a starving sparrow? Not I, said a golden wheat. I would if I could, but I cannot. I know I need all my grain to prosper and grow. Who will love a little sparrow? Will no one write her eulogy? I will, said the earth. For all of created returns unto me. From dust were you made, and dust ye shall be. Thank you for listening to us. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Farewell.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.